Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Donald Trump continues to make headlines, this time for doing what appears to be a 180. After what he had to say in Helsinki, Finland, and his comments to a number of reporters following his meeting with Vladimir Putin, Bill Zimfer is our WRVA reporter. And Bill, catch us up on what has happened. The president has made what the White House is calling a clarification about what he actually meant to say regarding Russian interference in our 2016 elections.
Yeah, that's what it is, John. Good morning. And it's never a good sign when the president returns home from a trip to meet with Vladimir Putin to have protesters chanting, "Go back to Russia." That's never a good sign. So the president yesterday, after meeting with his advisors and his staff, tried to explain his comments in Helsinki, and he picked out one phrase that was in response to the question about election interference. At the time, he said, "I don't see any reason why it would be Russia that interfered with the elections." But yesterday, what he said is, "What I meant to say was, I don't see any reason it wouldn't be Russia." The old double negative defense from the president yesterday. There are those who were saying, okay, I can understand that slip of the tongue. There are others that are calling this explanation laughable, that the president obviously should have corrected it before this, if that is indeed what happened.
It would seem that the president is hoping that everyone will take this out of context, because those who actually watched the news conference would be led to believe that he was trying to build a relationship with Vladimir Putin and therefore wasn't going to confront him, at least not. I mean, who knows what happened at the private meetings? Wasn't going to confront him on the national stage in front of the press head to head. You know, if you put it in that context, this seems like a complete 180 and not just a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, it sure does, especially when you look at some of the other things he talked about, that Vladimir Putin had a very strong and powerful denial and things like that. Overall, it just didn't come down to that one phrase of would or wouldn't. Also, yesterday, the president, John, started off this whole thing by saying, he said, "Let me be clear. I agree with U.S. intelligence officials' assessments that Russia interfered with the election." But then he went on to cloud the issue again by saying, "But other people could have been involved. There are a lot of people out there." So when he started off by saying, "Let me be very clear," he was anything but clear when he talked about other people being involved. And so it really is a difficult situation for the White House to handle here, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. There will be some hearings. Mike Pompeo will appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee next week, and Democrats are now calling for Trump's interpreter to testify before Congress to find out what was said in that one-on-one private meeting with Trump and Putin.
There were certainly a lot of Democrats who rushed to television cameras right after the president made his initial statement. What might have been more surprising was all the Republicans who piled on him. Is anybody buying the explanation that was offered yesterday?
Yeah, there are some Republicans who are buying that, saying that the president has explained it. Another thing that's interesting here, there is a report out now, John, that Chief of Staff John Kelly actually green-lighted Republicans to speak out against Trump. He reportedly was furious when hearing those comments in Helsinki and called congressional Republicans to give them a thumbs up to come out against the president. So you have to wonder now how long John Kelly will be part of this administration.
Help me understand, though, John Kelly pushing the hardest for this recalibration, but then I'm understanding that Bolton felt that this would just make things worse. Is there a tug of war going on in the White House over this issue in particular?
I think there has to be, especially when you look at the fact that John Bolton and Mike Pompeo were both very hardline anti-Russian advocates and when they came into this administration. So you have to believe that those two may have been caught by surprise as well by the president's comments. So this is certainly causing a tug of war, not only within the administration, but in the intelligence community as well, where there have now been suggestions by some people that Dan Coats and others maybe should resign just because they no longer have confidence of the president and maybe can no longer trust the president to do what they believe is right. All 17 U.S. intelligence agencies have said, yes, Russia did interfere, and it was Russia interfering with our elections, and they continue to try to interfere with elections.
Well, if you thought Monday was remarkable, Tuesday makes it even more almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Bill. We appreciate it.
You got it, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.